right? We got a lot of different things coming at you today, okay? And I'm just sensing a little bit of a lull right now. You don't got time for that, all right? Let's go. Break it. Break it, Glenn Cross. Woo!
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story. And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
You're listening to Rock Chalk Sports Talk with Nick Schwert on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN.
What's happening? Welcome in. It's Rock Chalk Sports Talk on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. I'm Nick Schwert with Derek Johnson. Happy to have you with us on a lovely Thursday afternoon, which is the first day of June.
Big day.
I was done with May a long time ago. This day couldn't have come sooner. I'm glad May's in the past. I know I've said this before.
You have.
But I think that June has all the makings of being one of the greatest months of all time.
I'm pretty sure you had this exact same spiel at the beginning of May.
I don't think so. I was pretty pessimistic about the month of May, but I've kind of turned over a new leaf heading into June, and I think this one is just going to be a spectacular month. The Rock Chalk Roundball Classic a week from today at Free State High School. If you haven't got your tickets yet, get them soon, because this is going to be perhaps the greatest Rock Chalk Roundball Classic of all time. So a lot of history being made this month. The rosters, I believe, are finalized. I know there's always a few guys who are in limbo as to whether or not they're going to be able to make it back in town. But Brian Haney, voice of the Jayhawks, friend of the show, and of course the director of the Roundball Classic, is going to be in studio with us at 4 o'clock, and we are going to reveal the full rosters for next week's game. Also happening next week, on Wednesday, from 3 to 6 o'clock, we're going to be out live at Jefferson's with Brian Haney, with the two coaches in the game, Calvin Thompson, Bud Stallworth, much as we did a year ago. We'll have those guys out. We'll let them kind of go at it for 2 hours, and we'll also be joined by a handful of other participants that'll be in the game. So it's going to be a big week next week. This is kind of the calm before the storm, but I'm happy to have June upon us. I'm happy to have Brian in studio with us coming up in the next hour. Just looking at the list of participants that they've put up on the Facebook page, the Rock Chalk Roundball Classic Facebook page, this is certainly the most star-studded event that they've had. Mario Chalmers is probably your headliner. Not probably. I mean, he is. NBA champion. He hit the biggest shot in the history of the school. He's your headliner. Ben McLemore's back again this year. One guy who I am just irrationally excited to have back for this game, it's his first time participating, is Drew Gooden. 2002, first-team All-American, Player of the Year candidate. He's going to be back in town. He just graduated a couple of weeks ago. Now he's coming back for the Roundball Classic. It'll be exciting to see if this is a guy who hasn't been in Kansas a lot since he left. I know he's been pretty busy traveling all over the country with his long and fruitful NBA career. But it'll be exciting to see guys like that, to see if they are more inclined to come back and spend more time in Lawrence. Because there are just certain types of guys who make it a point to get back to Lawrence a lot. Two of them, I think, that most notably come to mind for me, at least in recent memory, Ben McLemore, Cole Aldridge, they're both going to be back in this game. But both of those guys make it a point almost every summer to get back. I know Cole Aldridge had his basketball camp. Ben McLemore's done his basketball camp. He's done charity giveaways and things like that. So both of those guys are going to be in the Classic again this year. Jeff Withey, who I think was a late scratch a year ago, he's in the game this year. So Withey and Aldridge, you've got two of the best shot blockers in the history of the program. Wayne Selden, Perry Ellis, both a year removed. They're going to be back for the game. And then you've got kind of the list of usuals, the guys who you expect to see there year in, year out. Tyshawn Taylor, Brady Morningstar, Elijah Johnson, Sharon Collins. You got Kenny Gregory coming back again this year.
Think he can still dunk?
The dude's held the combine vert record for like a decade. So even if he did lose a step, I would imagine that he's still pretty. How old is Kenny Gregory? So he was playing in early 2000s, so I guess late 30s.
Oh, yeah, he could probably definitely dunk that.
38. He's 38 years old. And when he went to the NBA Combine...
He was, what, 46 inches?
Yeah, 46, and that was in 2001. So he's 16 years removed from jumping 46 inches.
I mean, even if it's like 36,
so like
30.
If he lost a foot, he'd still be one of the most athletic dudes out there. 46 inches. You know, the guy who broke it, or the guy who tied it, was, I think, Josh Shelby put up 46 when he went to the Combine. And then Shane Larkin of Miami went up and put up like 46 and a half. But, you know, didn't get drafted, didn't have an NBA career, but he held that record for the better part of a decade. So you got to give Kenny Gregory some props for that. Darnell Jackson's back playing again. Jeremy Case will be playing. Tyrell Reed. Wayne Simmien had to sit out last year because of an injury, I believe. He's back playing again. And Mark Randall, one of my favorites to just talk to. We got to get him on the show. I think we're going to talk to Mark early next week in preparation for the game. But he is just a fun dude to talk to. He's now holds a front office job with the Denver Nuggets. So we'll have to get him on the show next week. But that's only, I think I only just listed like 17 names. And I don't know what I'm privy to announce before Brian comes on and does it with us at 4 o'clock. But I don't even think that's half the guys who are playing. Now, there's a huge coaching staff sometimes because you get a lot of the guys from the 80s and even before that who aren't necessarily as inclined to get out there and play. So they'll just come on as coaches. And Bud and Calvin are each going to have coaching staffs of like six or seven guys. So maybe the list of participants are more coaches than anything else. But guys like David Lawrence, Brandon Schneider, Alonzo Jameson, who else is going to be on the coaching staff? You've got Patrick Ritchie.
I think Ray Bouchard.
Yeah, Ray Bouchard, Brennan Bouchard. So they you have these huge coaching staffs, but, I mean, out of these list of guys, like I'd imagine these are mostly the headliners. Is there anyone you are most excited to see take the court on Thursday?
Ooh. I kind of want to see... I'd love to see... This won't happen, but Ben McLemore and Kenny Gregory kind of do like a dunk contest, or you have a couple guys in warm-ups do a dunk contest. Maybe Wayne Selden gets thrown in there. I think that'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, Wayne Selden would have to be in there. I think that's unfair for you to thrust those expectations upon 38-year-old Kenny Gregory going up against a 24-year-old.
But
ben
doesn't
McLemore.
That just add to the mystique? And
sure.
Doesn't that just add to whatever his score would be on a dunk?
Yeah.
You got to take that into account.
I don't remember exactly what level of participation Kenny Gregory had last year, because that last year was his first time being back and playing in the game. I don't remember exactly how he looked when he was out there, but like there's a general blueprint for the way these games go. I'll get into that in a second. It's Rock Chalk Sports Talk, New FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. Brian Haney joins us at 4 o'clock. The general blueprint for these games is that everybody gets some PT. But I think a lot of those guys go into the game with minute caps. They tell the coaches, like, here's how many minutes I'm willing to play. And down the stretch, it'll be the young guys. It'll be Elijah Johnson, Brady Morningstar, Tyshawn Taylor, Ben McLemore, Sherron Collins. Like, those are going to be the guys. Perry Ellis, Wayne Selden. Those are going to be the guys who are in during crunch time. Those are going to be the guys who get the majority of minutes. I feel like every year Elijah Johnson leads the game in scoring. Because he's young, he's fresh, man. Like, Drew Gooden, you'd like to think, a guy who's just on the other side of his NBA career.
I think that's different with Drew Gooden, though. Because he was still just playing in the NBA. He was still conditioned to play in the NBA. I think that's a little bit different than, like, Wayne Simmien.
Right. He's still 35 years old, though. So, I mean, how many... Drew Gooden's not going to be out there giving you 30 minutes.
Kobe Bryant was giving the Lakers 30 minutes.
Okay. You want to do this? Do you want to go there? Do you want to compare Drew Gooden to one of the 10 greatest basketball players of all time?
I'm just saying. I don't think when you're 35 years old, when you've been playing in the NBA for that long, you're going to be unconditioned. Like, this isn't just some normal 36-year-old dude going out there and then getting tired after playing 5 minutes of pickup.
Right. But there is a little bit... I'd like to think there's some gray area. There's some middle ground between just your normal 35-year-old and Kobe freaking Bryant, Derek.
That's just your opinion.
All right, it's just my opinion, and I'm entitled to it. Rock Chalk Sports Talk, New FM 101.7, 1320 KLWN. Macklemore last year threw down the dunk, the alley-oop from the I don't want to screw this up and say the wrong name for the beneficiaries, I believe is the right word for this. He threw an alley-oop to Ben McLemore to win a car from Crown that he could drive all year or for a road trip across the country with his best friend. That went on, made the SportsCenter top 10. You got five beneficiaries this year for the Rock Chalk Roundball Classic. So this event, it really is, and I'm not just trying to pile it on Brian because he's a friend of mine, but this event really is, you can see the tangible evidence of the way that it is growing and increasing and following and fanfare year by year by year. More and more guys want to come back and get involved. And that's kind of what happens when you get all of these different dudes, the big name guys, the guys like Ben McLemore, Mario Chalmers wants to get involved this year. Oh, now all of a sudden Drew Gooden wants to come and play in this. You get more of these high profile guys in and everybody else follows. Go back to, do you remember the Legends of the Fog game? You probably weren't even in town at this point. It was probably 6 or 7 years ago. They had all these great KU players back. The game was inside Allen Fieldhouse, and they had just, it was unreal. Paul Pierce, Mario Chalmers, Julian Wright, Nick Collison, all of these dudes were back playing in this game, and it was an incredible game. It ended in a tie because Mario hits a shot to go up, Pierce hits a shot to tie it, or maybe it was vice versa. Either way, though, how that event worked was they got Paul Pierce on board. And once they had Paul Pierce on board, everything else fell into place. Once everybody else heard that, oh, Paul's playing in it? Well, if Paul's going to create some time to come play in this game, then I'll create some time. And that's what I think you're starting to see year by year. More and more of these guys are actually seeking Brian out. Like when he first started this event, he's going around calling 100 guys, hoping he can get enough guys to fill a roster. 8 years later, guys are calling him, saying, hey, you got room for me in the Roundball Classic? And this event's growing in size and popularity, and it's just so cool to be a part of it. It's something very unique, I feel like, to this area. You couldn't do this on an annual basis at just any college with any program. And it doesn't just speak to the fan base and the rabid following, but the camaraderie and the brotherhood that I think a lot of these guys share. We've talked to so many of them about it. I know Elijah Johnson spoke at lengths about the connections that he still holds to this day with the guys who he played with. And it seems like so common sense that, of course, they would maintain relationships with one another. They played together for 4 or 5 years. But we think of those years as the end-all, be-all for their careers because a lot of them go and play overseas in Europe and we don't follow them anymore and we don't keep track of what they're doing. But in their lives, even though college is a big part of it, in the grand scheme of things, it's only a four-year window out of their entire careers and out of their entire lives. So for some of these guys, and this isn't, I'm not just talking about KU, I'm talking about college athletes in general. For a lot of these guys, college is not the end-all, be-all for them. It's not the one crowning achievement that they place at the top of their resume. I played college basketball at Kansas. For some of them, it is, but they go on. They make millions of dollars. They got so many other things going on in their lives. They're traveling to different parts of the country and living for decades at a time. But to see them come back and value their time in Lawrence, their time with their teammates, their time playing for KU, and doing it in a capacity like this, which benefits an unbelievable cause, helping sick children, like, right? Like, that's just, it's a perfect event, and I couldn't be any more excited to get it underway a week from now. Now, 17 guys that I listed for you are playing confirmed. Like I said, Brian's going to come on in the next hour. He's going to tell us more. He's going to give us the full list of guys. Is there anyone in particular that hasn't been named, realistically speaking? Mm-hmm. Like, don't just go straight for Paul Pierce, all right? Realistically speaking, is there a guy who hasn't committed that you would most want to see come back for this game?
There's two in my eyes. I would love to see Brandon Rush, especially right after his jersey got retired this year, and Julian Wright, I think, would be an awesome one, just because he's a guy who could probably provide some nice little highlights.
Yeah, Julian Wright was one of my favorites while he played. Only 3 years. He left 2 years.
I'd like to see Russell Robinson, too. I think that would be a cool one.
Russ Rob would be good. I feel like he's come back in the past. I think with Drew Gooden coming back, it'd be really cool to see Nick Collison play.
Ooh. He's only, put him on opposite teams, too.
That'd he's only three or four hours down the road. Mm. So you feel like he could make it. But, and then at that point, if you've got Drew and you've got Nick, then you got to get Kirk, right?
That's true.
You got to get the best recruiting class in the history of this program to play together. I don't know if that's realistic, asking for two guys. All three of those dudes have their jerseys hanging in the rafters, but I think it'd be really cool to get them together. But enough of the pipe dreams. We'll get down to brass tacks coming up with Brian in the 4 o'clock hour. I'm Nick Schwartz. It's Rock Chalk Sports Talk on the new FM 101.7 and 1320 KLWN. I don't know if you knew this, but the final series of the NBA season begins tonight. We'll talk about it next.